Kyo-chan. Feeling someone shake his shoulders, Kyoji reluctantly awakes from a deep slumber. He was up late last night, lost in thought and unable to sleep. Annoyed, he pulls his blanket over his head, but it gets torn away from him in a moment.
Kyo-chan!
Kyo-chan! It's morning! Aw, oh, pipe down, Mom. I don't care if I'm late. Just let me sleep a little longer. She falls silent, giving up surprisingly easily. With that thought, he pulls the blanket over himself once again. But his blissful slumber once again overtakes him. Ah! The sudden sound of laughter jolts him awake. Yamako-san? Oh no, he mistook who he was speaking to. The realization makes Kyoji's face turn red. He's not sure what's so funny, but Yamako is clutching her stomach while rolling on the floor, laughing so hard that tears are rolling down her face. You called me Mom! Oh. Oh, was I surprised. When did you start calling her that, you cheeky boy? I remember when you used to call her Mommy. Oh, drat, that's why she's laughing. Ah, sip it. And how many times do I have to tell you to stop digging up old stories? Whoa, crap, look at the time. When Kyoji finally glances at the clock sitting by his bed, he realizes just how late he is. Crap, I'm super late. Why didn't you wake me up sooner? Oh, so you go through all that trouble to tell Akane-chan not to come over because you don't need anyone to wake you up and now you're asking me to do it? When Yamako says that, Kyoji realizes that Akane really didn't come over today. Did you take it for granted that she'd pick you up? He starts changing out of his pajamas, somewhat annoyed at himself for not being able to argue back. It's because you were too mean to her. Sometimes you only realize how much something means to you after you lose it. Why don't you just apologize? Shut up. Kyoji mumbles that in reply while pushing Yamako out of his room. Just get out, I need to get changed. I don't mind. Well, I do! He manages to push her through the door, but Yamako peers back in a moment later. That's a little weird, right? Where's my thanks for waking you up? Well, that disappeared when you wanted to see me change and be in the nude. Like, I don't know, man. A little sus. Yeah, fine, sure, thank you. But I told you not to look. Kyoji pushes Yamako out one more time before slamming the door shut. Jeez, alright, I gotta hurry up. He already knows he's gonna be late, so maybe he should forego breakfast, but Kyoji isn't the type to skip meals. There aren't any kids in his school's uniform on the way to school at this time. He's completely late. If only he still had his bicycle. That reminds him, it's still behind the school, though someone might have taken it away by now. With how far out in the countryside this town is, there's hardly any buses running. He has to run desperately the whole way there. By the time he makes it, the bell marking the end of homeroom class has already rung. Oof! When he enters the classroom, the Sandman has already left for the faculty office. He walks in the class, a bit relieved. Hey, Kyoji, late this morning, huh? Kyoji's so out of breath he can't manage to say anything, only able to raise his hand in reply. As Kyoji puts his back on his desk, Shinta comes up to him. The Sandman bitched about you being late on your first week of school, you know? What, did Kazuyagi come to wake you up? Kyoji grumpily whacks Shinta on the head. Ow, don't hit me just because I'm right. Zip it. You know, you really... When Kyoji glances in Akane's direction while talking to Shinta, he finds that she's looking in his direction, too. But when her gaze meets his... Akane's expression turns awkward and she immediately looks the other way. Shinta keenly notices this, his eyes moving between Kyoji and Akane as a concerned expression overtakes his features. Hey, did you two have a fight or something? Not really. As much as it bothers Kyoji, he lacks the courage to initiate a conversation with Akane right now. First period goes by, followed by second period. During that time, the atmosphere between Kyoji and Akane doesn't change at all. It's like Akane's back to the way she acted on his first day of school. Even if she sees Kyoji, she doesn't talk to him. This makes Kyoji too awkward to initiate a conversation, too. He was talking casually with her just yesterday, so everyone else seems to have noticed, too. Even Kiika mentions it to him. Did you have a fight with Kazuyagi-san? No, not really. Kiika just responds with a brief alright and doesn't press for details. At lunch break, Kyoji makes his way to the school store alone. On the way there, he spots Akane speaking to Sadashima on the landing of the staircase right before the connecting passage. Sadashima says something to Akane, who replies with a small smile. She's smiling. Kyoji leaves, feeling dejected. A vexed feeling fills his chest. He buys a bun from the school store. Rather than go back to class, he goes out to the schoolyard. He might run into Akane and Sadashima if he goes back to class, and he can't bring himself to look at them right now. He sits in the shade, washing down the bun with coffee-flavored milk. There's a stiff breeze, but thankfully the sunlight warms his wind-chilled body. Sometimes the clouds of dust rising from the schoolyard blow into his mouth, but he ignores that with sheer willpower. He thinks back to the events of yesterday. After everything that's happened, he can't bring himself to like Sadashima. When he remembers what happened on the first day of school, Kyoji can't see how Sadashima is, as Akane puts it, a pretty nice guy. He's making this conclusion with a level head, of course. It's an objective analysis based on facts, so there's no way he's letting his personal biases cloud his judgment. No way! Kyoji crumples up the bun's wrapper in his hands without a loud crunching sound. Right, of course, why would he ever be jealous of him? Oh, excuse me, guys. I'm so jealous! Gah! Kyoji jumps a good 3 centimeters into the air. That's right, I'm jealous too.
Very jealous.
Oh, it's them. Kyoji sighs in relief. Looking ahead, he can spot the 3 weirdos having lunch together under the shade of the school building. The thin one's voice is a bit too quiet, but the other two talk loudly enough for their voices to travel far enough for him to hear. Sadashima-sama is all over Kazuyagi Akane, but what makes Sadashima-sama cool is how he's always aloof, even when surrounded by his cronies. There's a red pill in that! A lot of guys!
How do I get a girl?
You gotta be aloof. You know they think he's cool because he's aloof? You gotta be aloof. That means very not like super distant. But you're like, yeah, okay. You know, you don't say a whole lot. The less you say, the more women kind of, oh, he's kind of mysterious. That's why he's got like a bunch of, well, he's got a fan club. Because he's cool and aloof, you know, he puts on that whole vibe. Sadashima's an asshole, but he knows his way around women. Can't lie about that, even though he's got some crazy ones. We technically have like what Crowley called the scarlet women here. The ones that were so ugly no man would want to mess with them. But I don't know. Marina's not bad. Honestly. I don't know why she got lumped in with the rest of them. She's really not that bad. That's right. What does he even see in that woman?
I'm jealous.
As always, Marina says something and the other two parrot it. Yep, that's kind of what's been going on. Kyoji doesn't understand how they can stand having essentially the same conversation over and over again. How dumb. He'd prefer if they don't notice him and end up picking a fight with him, so he decides to leave. Kyoji gets to his feet with a half-eaten bun and coffee in hand when Marina lets out an exceptionally high-pitched screech. But soon enough, this heartache will be over, Mew. and the bet will end with Sadashima-sama's victory, Mew.
Bet?
Before he can finish standing up, he freezes in place after hearing what Marin has said. Kazuyagi Akane is gonna fall head over heels for Sadashima-san, but imagine her face when she finds out Sadashima-sama doesn't actually like her. That's right. That's right, Kazuyagi Akane is pretentious for thinking he's serious about her.
I look forward to it, to see her face when she finds out the truth.
He decides against showing himself. No need to start pointless quarrels. As he decides this, the trio's conversation shifts to another topic. But what they just said, Sadashima basically made a bet to see if he could fool Akane and win her over. I have to confirm if it's true. What he'll do once he finds out, well, he can figure that out later. Kyoji returns to the classroom and heads straight to the corner occupied by Sadashima and his cronies. Sadashima's cronies notice him first. Upon seeing Kyoji, they whisper something to Sadashima. Sadashima, who had been talking loudly while seated, looks up at Kyoji with a lopsided grin. Hey, what's up, new kid? Got something to say? Sure do, you got a minute? Sadashima pauses for thought, but nods rather quickly. Fine, let's go. When Sadashima gets to his feet, his flunkies start to stand up as well as if to follow them. I'd like to keep this between you and me if you don't mind. Huh? What, you planning on beating up Sadashima-san again? No, none at all. Or what, you scared of me, Sadashima? Kyoji intentionally raises his eyebrows and gives him a taunting smile that instantly riles up Sadashima's thugs. It gives him like the people's eyebrow. The Rock used to do that back in the day. What did you say, you asshole? It's an intentional provocation. Kyoji thinks that if he does this, Sadashima's prideful nature will force him to come after Kyoji no matter what. Sure enough, Sadashima raises a hand to stop the thugs. He has a smile on his face, but his temple is twitching. Fine, I'll go alone. But Sadashima-san! It's fine, you guys stay here. Come on, new kid, let's go. Alright. They both walk into the hallway. He can see Akane out of the corner of his eye, restlessly looking at them both like she's about to call out to them. Kyoji faces Sadashima behind the school building in the same place where they brawled on his first day of school. Sorry for calling you over like this. Huh, aren't you polite today? So, how can I help you, new kid? The sarcasm in Sadashima's voice, the way he calls a new kid, and his smug attitude all annoy Kyoji, but for now he lets it slide. There's something I wanted to ask you about Akane. I mean, Kazuyagi. Kyoji takes a breath and looks directly at Sadashima. I've heard you made a bet that you'd get Kazuyagi to fall for you. What's with that? This is somewhat of a gamble, a leading question even. Kyoji is sure that as long as he tells Sadashima that to his face, Sadashima won't play dumb. Sadashima looks taken aback for a second, but admits it rather easily. Huh? Who told you? He shows no signs of shame or regret. Kyoji feels his body flare up with heat. What does it matter? Oh, it does matter. I want to know who spoiled my fun. Ah, it must have been those three. My bad. They were so rowdy, I told them just so they'd shut up already. Guess the blame's on me for letting those idiots know. You little... Overcome with anger, Kyoji grabs Sadashima by the collar. What the hell is your problem? Why do that to her? Akane, she stuck up for you. She said you might look like a bad guy, but you're actually decent. Look after people. Yeah? What about it? Tsunoshima shakes off Kyoji's hands and glares at him with a dark expression the likes of which he's never shown before the... Excuse me. The likes of which he's never before shown... Oh, okay, I see this. Okay. And glares with him with a dark expression the likes of which he's never before shown the classroom, especially not in front of the Sandman. You pissed the hell out of me. Okay. You pissed the hell out of me, both you and Kazuyagi. What? You think you're in some kind of soap opera or something? So what if I'm lying to Kazuyagi? So what if she stood up for me? You think that's got anything to do with anything? Huh? Tsunoshima mockingly scoffs at Kyoji, leaning in to give him a sneer. Why don't you run off and tell Kazuyagi about it? I thought it'd be fun to mess with her, but I never gave two shits about that chick. You probably don't know it, but all I have to do is ask for nurses to come over from the hospital if I want to fuck that badly. A little girl like Kazuyagi is beneath me. Holy shit, bro, you're fucking grown-ass nurses from the hospital? Kyoji bites his lip. Tsunoshima continues his arrogant boasting, sneering all the while. Despite that, I got that chick serious about me. All I had to do was butter her up a little, and all of a sudden she's into me. It's fucking hilarious is what it is. Tsunoshima points a finger directly into Kyoji's face. But you haven't made a move on Kazuyagi yet, right? Again, he's based. I can't stand dealing with virgins. They're just annoying and suck at sex. This is true. I don't know why all these guys want these virgins. Like, they fucking don't know how to do anything. Well, I guess she suits a virgin loser like you, though. Whoa. Oh, but isn't Kazuyagi's crotch kind of overgrown? All that exercise she does probably tore her hymen already. A loose virgin. Is there anything worse than that? Will you shut your damn mouth? Huh? Did you say something, new kid? I didn't hear you. When Tsunoshima cups his hand behind his ear with a mocking expression, Kyoji lunges forward and seizes him by the collar. I said shut your damn mouth! Kyoji reflexively raises his fist. He can't take this anymore. He always thought people as terrible and obnoxious as Tsunoshima only ever existed in TV shows or movies. Kyoji feels like nothing he might say will ever get through to Tsunoshima. The only way Kyoji can communicate his anger and frustration is through his fists. But before he can take a swing at Tsunoshima, Tsunoshima lifts his bandaged left hand. Oh, it hurts! Oh, my aching arm! Maybe I should have you called over to the principal again. Motherfucker. The image of Yamako bowing her head to Tsunoshima's parents and the Sandman flashes in his mind. Let me warn you, next time you won't get away with a slap on the wrist. I don't know what publisher that on or whatever of yours works for, but I don't give two shits about that.
Oyaji to fukuro wa iyagaru kamoshirenai kedo, ore wa sonna koto shitta kochja ne shi. Ore
Dad and Mom might care, but I don't, because Dad isn't the only person who's got my back, got it? Kyoji bites his lip. He doesn't care who Sadashima might be calling on. Kyoji can't imagine getting chased around by some kind of local mobsters. What would they do? Close him in a barrel of cement and drop him into the ocean like they do on TV? He can't imagine actual mobsters caring about a schoolyard spat. What's stopping him is the thought of troubling Yamako yet again. He doesn't want to experience the powerlessness he felt back then. Kyoji slowly lets go of Sadashima. For a moment, Sadashima looks relieved. Heh, so you're scared after all. Ha ha ha. Kyoji takes a deep breath and calms himself. Although his gut is still seething, he somehow manages to calm himself. This is stupid. I said this is stupid. I'm not putting up with this anymore. See ya. Kyoji turns around. Behind him, he can hear Sadashima growl viciously. Know that, motherfucker. You just want to hit him, right? And you can't. It fucking sucks, man. It's like the worst kind of bully. What did you just say? You call me out here and then try to walk away just like that? You're scared shitless. That's what you are. You can keep thinking that if it helps you sleep at night. You want to run that by me one more time, you spineless shit? You're just too afraid to face me. Sure, whatever you say. Kyoji shrugs. Beating you up here would just be sinking to your level. That shuts Sadashima up. Kyoji returns to his classroom, not sparing even a glance back. Shinta hurries over as soon as Kyoji re-enters the classroom. Are you alright? You didn't beat up Sadashima again, did you? Kyoji cracks a strained smile. What, you're worried about Sadashima and not me? I mean, you're obviously strong. Whoops. Shinta lowers his voice when he feels the venomous glares that Sadashima's cronies are giving him. Just tell me, you didn't fight, right? Nah, it'd be stupid to take a dumbass like him seriously. Shinta's shoulders slump with exhaustion. That's what I told you from the start, you know. Well, I learned my lesson. His eyes scan over the middle row of the classroom where Akane is giving him a concerned look. He manages to smile at her, which makes Akane turn red and look away for some reason. For now, I need to figure out how to tell Akane... Huh? Tell her about what? Kyoji shakes his head. Forget it. Sadashima enters the classroom a bit after the bell rings. He roughly throws himself into his seat, refusing to look at Kyoji. Seemingly frightened of Sadashima, the young woman who teaches their English class mumbles a nearly inaudible admonition before immediately turning back to towards the blackboard. Throughout class, Kyoji's thoughts are occupied by Akane. Akane believes in Sadashima. With that in mind, can he really tell her the truth? Finding out about it will hurt her. That's the feeling he gets. Akane is crude and has no problem shouting at or even hitting boys. This was especially true when she was little. She often hung out with the boys. No one would ever mistake her for a dainty, delicate girl. I do remember her crying when the dragonfly she kept as a pet died. Looking out the window, he spots a group of red dragonflies flying by. After moving away from this town 3 years ago, he hadn't seen any dragonflies. Here, though, they're a part of the day-to-day scenery. When they were little, he'd run around with Shinta and Akane trying to catch these dragonflies in nets. When the dragonfly in her insect cage died, Akane buried it in her backyard. Because she didn't want her little brothers to see her cry, she only shed tears in front of Kyoji. No, I can't tell her. And the 3 years that passed, she became much more feminine than she used to be. But that does sometimes kind of happen. Back when they helped Yamako and met that strange girl, like around puberty, I think sometimes? Yuka, Akane, back when they helped Yamako and met that strange girl, Yuka, Akane clung to him in fear. Remember that. The soft sensation of her hands on him surfaces in his memories once again. Can he really leave things as they are then? Does he just let Tsunashima trick Akane like this? Isn't there something he could do? But as he thinks long and hard on it, time marches on. Homeroom ends and they start cleaning up. As everyone pushes the desk to the corners of the classroom, he catches sight of Tsunashima approaching Akane. Kyoji doesn't know what Tsunashima is thinking, but it's clear that Tsunashima wasn't amused by their argument. He's clearly aware that Kyoji's watching him. He hears their exchange. Man, you just wanna push him through the fucking glass window, right? So I figured maybe we could catch a movie together the day after tomorrow. Sorry, I'm... He's obviously still trying to woo Akane, who goes red and starts stuttering. Come on, it's just a movie. Friends watch movies together, right? What kind of movies do you like? The phoniness of Tsunashima's tone grates on Kyoji's ears. He can't tell Akane the truth, but she's also a late bloomer when it comes to matters of the heart, and at this rate, she might just fall for his tricks. Kyoji doesn't want to see her get hurt, and so... Akane. Before he knows it, he's standing right next to the two of them, calling out to her. Yeah, what is it? Also, why in the fuck is Tsunashima like 7 foot tall and look like a grown-ass man compared to everybody else? How many grades did he fail? Like, I don't know, man. You'd have to... Looks like he's fucking 30 in high school. Like 20, I'd say, I don't know. Obviously like a 23, 25? Yeah, what is it? Akane turns to look at him, seemingly taken aback, while Tsunashima cocks an eyebrow. The whole class freezes up. Kyoji can feel all his blood rushing into his head, but he ignores it and speaks anyway. You want to go catch a movie with me this Sunday? I'll try that one again. You want to go catch a movie with me this Sunday? A declaration of war. That's the only way you could think of to protect Akane. Akane goes red like a tomato as she shouts at him. Hold on, Kyoji, what are you saying all of a sudden? What, did I say something strange? Yeah, you totally did. Yeah, well, sorry, but I'm serious. One of their classmates who's been watching the three of them with bated breath suddenly lets out an impressed whistle. Kyoji soon realizes just who it is, Shinta. Wow. Way to go, Kyoji. Shinta hurries over and throws an arm over Kyoji's shoulder. Really? You just declared war on him. He cheers, having completely forgotten any fear he felt towards Tsunashima. Kyoji answers with a wry smile. No, you idiot. It's nothing like that. Come on, Akane. Let's go watch a movie together. Please. Please? Akane goes redder than he's ever seen before, gripping the hem of her skirt. Or what? You don't want to go with me? I didn't catch that. I said, her voice is even quieter this time. Sorry, could you say that again? Whoops, sorry guys. This time, Akane blows up at him. She stamps her feet and hollers at him like a kid throwing a tantrum. I said, I do want to. How many times are you gonna make me say it? Yeah? Kyoji's lips curl up into a smile. With that, the whole classroom explodes into an uproar. That's 2A's first couple! Wow, I think that's the first time I've seen someone actually confess. Akane raises her fist at the people chattering around them. Hey, no one said we were a couple, and neither of us confess. We're not going out. Congratulations, Akane-chan. It's mutual love. Stop that. Don't make it sound all weird like that. I think you two make for a great couple. Not you too, Miss Ono-san. Getting it off his chest is a relief. Seeing Akane fly into a flustered panic is an almost heartwarming sight to look at. He can hear Sadashima click his tongue and leave, but that's the last thing Kyoji cares about right now. Akane accepts his invitation over Sadashima's, and that makes him happier than he thought it would. Then, see you tomorrow. I mean, the day after tomorrow. Yeah, be careful on your way home. I mean, are you sure you don't want me to walk you back? Hey there, cut that out. I don't live that far from school, so you don't need to walk me home. But... Please, just stop that. It's embarrassing. She can tell her voice is getting meeker the more she talks. She's always like this when she speaks to Kyoji, more so than ever these days. Did you say something? Kyoji asks, cocking his head. Nothing. Anyway, the day after tomorrow at 11. Got it. See you then. Shaking off the wistful regret of having to part ways with him, Akane sets off. After walking for a bit, she looks behind her before reaching the corner and sees that Kyoji is still seeing her off. Oh, you dummy. She mumbles to herself, making sure no one else can hear her, and hides behind the corner's brick wall. A thought occurs to her. She sticks her hand out from behind the wall, waves at Kyoji, and then pulls it back. Oh, what am I gonna do with myself? I'm so, so happy. Kyoji waits until she's done with her club so they can go home together. He walks her home like it's only natural for him to do so. Yesterday he insisted against it, and really regretted it. But today he walks her home, and maybe he always will from now on. So this is what mutual love feels like. Whispering this in her heart, she blushes at the thought of the words, mutual love. Akane has always liked Kyoji, always, since long, long ago. How long are you gonna keep bawling? You're such a crybaby, Akane. Kyoji always had a dirty mouth ever since he was a kid, but at heart he's very kind. When her dragonfly died, he griped and acted like he was annoyed at her for being so broken up about it. But in the end, he still comforted her. He helped her bury the dragonfly, even finding her flowers for it. I love you. Whispering this in her heart, she feels her chest seize up as warmth shoots through her. She was sad when he transferred away. For some time, she cried every night about it. She could have stayed in touch, but Kyoji never was the type to write letters, and he's not good with phones either. They became estranged, but she never forgot about him. And by the time Kyoji returned, he had become much more manly. He got taller and more handsome. He looked like, well, the kind of boy found on the covers of fashion magazines, the kind she was always ogling. That's the impression he gives her. He's so handsome, she doesn't have the faintest idea about how to approach him. What should I wear? It's like a dream. The realization that this day has finally come really does feel like a dream come true. Akane is happy from the bottom of her heart. So happy, in fact, that she fails to notice that there's someone standing right in front of her. Excuse me. Realizing that she nearly bumped into someone, she reflexively apologizes, but then she recognizes whom she's speaking to. Oh, shit.